Simon Hamabes in the run. How did I tell you where we're holding? We're holding about 20 lines up from the bottom. The first word in the line is Kibreira, the Alma. So therefore, actually, I wanted a line before that. The line before it says the line starts with the words Mishum. Okay, so at the end of that line, Lefichos nearly Devorim Kipashon the Breira the Hacha Kibreira the Alma. It's correct to understand that the Breira over here is Breira. Like that, not like you're saying that this is a different thing, etc. Ella, so we still have to answer the question. We have a sira in the Piskei Lochos. You pass on like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, but you say Breira over here, which is a deraisa, and we have a psak in Beya that by deraisas you say ain Breira. Ella, mishum dehach Breira adifa peskin and hachik Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Ram will explain, but it says that this is braver, like every else is braver. It's the concept is the same, but there's something over here which makes it better than the average case. That why over here we can paskin yesh braver, like Elazar ben Yaakov, different than everywhere else we paskin not like that. Mi'ohachanami anutzrichim lebraver, but it's definitely that we do need a braver concept over here. Because that's why we're using the Lashon of Breira, and we're tying it into the Sugya Breira. The Gloy Milsalam Afreya, Kibreira the Alma. We definitely need the Gloy Milsalam Afreya concept, which is what Breira is always built on. Mishum Delekal Memer, Ahai Chotzer, Kula Demar, Kula Demar. Di Demar, Lav Demar, Vi Demar, Lav Demar. So, we can't say it's totally his the whole time. It's totally his the whole time. That's a stira. So elahachik karmina. So what do we have to say? What's happening? Sheshutvin halalu b'shar shalachu hachatzer aldas kein lachua shebishar sheyistamish bo echad mehem tekula shaloi l'tashmish. So that is true. The point that the Ramban is pointing out. That over here they're setting this in motion at the original time, that there's going to be times where it's totally ones of the Shutvin, Reuben and Shimon is the Shutvin. There's going to be times it's totally Reuven's, and times it's totally Shimon's. So where's the Breira then? If that's the original arrangement, that's not Breira.
Well, in terms of being chayiv for, I don't know, some type of nezek that emanates from that, property, would it then, who would be chayiv? The guy who, happens to be in the chutzner at that time?
The one who's using it would be chayiv, yeah.
That wouldn't be a joint. No, even though it's not because that, one individual did something at that point in time.
That's what we were saying before. It's the difference between co-ownership and partners. It's just the difference.
I'm not sure that I'm following the case. If there's something which... Let's say it's a car, right? So the ownership is a car, right? So when he drives the car, it's his. When he drives the car, it's his.
Right.
So it's his car. It's being Masik. It's Mamana Masik.
Right. But let's say it was something like there was, some water that, I don't know the halachas, but let's say there was some water that was on the floor. All right. It just happened. There was a leak. Okay. It was there for a month. In a sense, both of the partners should have cleaned it up. Someone, else, walks in and slips on it. But it's at the same time that, one of the owners happens to be there.
Or neither was there.
Well, that's different. I mean, I'm interested in the case where there's ownership at that point of one individual, one of the shutvin.
Right. So as much as he has ownership, and they say Mamun Mazak is Chayiv, he's Chayiv. You know, the question, you know, as long as he's equally negligent, it's, right now it's his property. He's just like any situation. I buy a house, and a day later there's something which is there from the house which the original owner set it up, and somebody walks in and something happens to my house.
Right. Right. This is, it's particularly interesting because the other shutef gets off. Even though he was negligent, well,
right. Now, Lufi Shemishov Rishonu. So, where's the braver then? If this is the original arrangement, in other words, if we make an arrangement with Chatzil and we buy the property, that Reuven owns it. The arrangement is Reuven owns the car on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and Shimon owns the car on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's not a shutris. He owns it on these 3 days. He owns it on these 3 days. So that's the ownership. So where's the brayra? So the brayra is fishim shom yishana ein on yoidim be'ezer yoim ube'ezer shor yishamish boi kolech ob nehen. So the brera is, we don't know what those times are going to be, and when they happen, we say that now it's this buyer that in the original moment of purchase, this moment was he bought this moment. So this is his moment totally, because the original purchaser was sold. How do you know which moment it was? Breyer will tell you which moment it is. There is such a thing. The previous owner is being magnet. Two people come to him and say, listen, I know both of you people want it, so no problem. The first 6 months of the year belongs to Reuven. The next 6 months of the year belongs to Shimon. 1 month it's Reuven, 1 month it's Shimon's. We can set that up, lechatchila, and it'll work. Each one owns it for that time totally. That's a case which the Mora talks about, that you can make such an arrangement. I'm giving it to you, that should be yours for now, and there's a time limit, and afterwards it goes to so-and-so. So he's saying, not only can I do that, and I could do that multiple times back and forth. Ella. So that's if you'd set that up, the chaskil is on the brera. Mishum the hacha ain's man kolecha vechad yudua. Lamahani el laman the islay brera. So since the kinyan has to be this only is effective if the kinyan is there at the original kinyan, they bought these times, and we don't know what those times are going to be. So you are being kind of something which is not clear. So that's making a chalois with the clarity coming later on. Therefore, if you hold breira, the minon the igloy mils the mishavishana kano lizmanim halalu. But if you hold ein breira, you can't. The chalois doesn't work. That you should be in this bar afterwards. That this really was the moment, and therefore we say when it comes, we're not sure whose it is. Whether this it belongs to both of them, and this beer is not effective.
Well, why would you say it's like a tanai? Like, you know, hey, you know, whatever, whoever, you know, sort of gets there, you know, can use it.
So that's a fair question, because the Rishonim grapple with what's the difference between tanai and brera. Why isn't every tanai really an issue of brera? I mean, I'm making a chalos. I'm saying if it rains tomorrow, I'm selling to you. If it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not selling it to you. So it means I'm making a chalos right now, which is unclear, and it'll be in his bar later on. So why doesn't every tanai have an element of brera in it? So Tosis, the place I remember in the discussion, Tosis isn't getting the third parak. Has a discussion on this, or actually the Gemara actually has a discussion on this. I don't remember where the Gemara is. ends and Tosis begins. The Mara first says, well, it depends. If it's a scenario which is b'yotcho, it's not a problem of Breira. The Mara says, yeah, what about scenario which is not b'yotcho? I don't remember the whole cheshbon of the Gemara, how it works out.
Tanai b'yotcho is not Breira?
Right.
Good morning.
So we have these two gentlemen with the car.
It's not Tanai. We're also saying, why don't you say it's a Tanai? They're saying even a Tanai is a Breira. You're not really solving the problem by calling it a Tanai. Right.
So it is in their hands. It is Breira.
So this is braver. This is simple braver. They're not setting it up as a Tanai. If you walk in, it's yours. You don't walk in, it's not yours. They're not saying it as a Tanai. They're saying it as a braver. They're also saying, but why can't we construe this as a form of a Tanai? Saying that even a Tanai really also has sometimes we consider it a braver.
I was thinking that the difference is whether or not they control or not.
I'm sorry?
That matters you don't control. Would they deny things that you do control, or it's ambiguous, would end up being very wrong.
Control on the uncontrollable.
The has incited, like, what did the person intend? What did they mean? We don't know.
So
and that's something they control. We don't know what they did, but what they meant to do is something they control.
Well, it's not always a question of it's in their control. For example, the person.
Same response. Like the response is controlled.
It's not so the person's control. The more has like the person hears. He wants to make an Eruv Tchumen, be able to extend his ability to walk outside of the city. So when you make an Eruv Tchumen, whatever direction you make it, and you're losing the other direction. If I make a tchuman on the tchuman on the east side of the city, I put the Erev Tchuman there, means I can continue in that direction further, but I lose my tchuman on the other side. So he hears that there's a chacham coming. The Mora says he hears a chacham coming. Near this, he'll be outside of the city limits. But he'll be nearby, close enough that you can go out to hear him if you make an Erevet Chumen. He's not sure if the Chacham is coming from the east side or from the west side. That wasn't clear to him. So he went and made two Erevet Chumen, one on the west side, one on the east side. He says, if the Chacham comes from the Mizruch, I meant to meet the one from the Mizruch. Comes the Maram, I don't know. So, and he'll find out he'll find out the next morning where he is. So it'll be in his bar of Mafreya, which Eretzum has to take effect at the beginning of Shabbos. I don't know the beginning of Shabbos what happened. Did my Erev on the west or my Erev on the east take place? I'll find out tomorrow which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
Worse, that's Breirut. That's a problem of Breirut.
Right, we had that
right. Saying so that's a case of where, I mean, theoretically, what I'm doing is I'm making an Erev on the east side, saying, well, if the Chacham is there, I'm making an Erev. If not, I'm not. And I'm doing that twice. You can't have two. You don't have your because that becomes your place. You only have one place. Either your place is here, or your place is there. So I don't know what my place is. I'll find out tomorrow what my place is. So that's a problem of Breiru, because not the Yodi. Even though it's being presented as the language of Tanai. If the Chacham is a Mizruch, I want the one of the Mizruch. The Chacham, I want the one of the Marav.
Right, but that's a great example, right? Because you need to have the Lafreya, because the requirement is that when Shabbos comes in, you need to have your Erev, right?
Right.
But here it's not clear to me why you have to go back in time. Why do we have to say that it's, who brought the Lafreya? Well, let's just... Why do we need to go back in time? Why don't we just say, hey, in the future, whenever it will be, it's not going to be like Lamafreya type of thing. It's just like now. But
Okay, so I'm not sure 100% what's bothering you, but I mean, I think this is where the Ran is arguing on the Rabbah. In other words, the Ran is saying, if they would set up the Chalchila that in these times Reuven owns it, in these times Shimon owns it, that's not a braver. But they left it open. They said they made the Kenyan Chalchila and said, from that, yes, you own it. When you're going to own it, we'll find out tomorrow. So that's also an element of bravery. That's what the Ran is saying. Because I'm not saying the owner. I'm not saying I know what days it is. Right. Yes, I'm saying whenever you walk in and establish that it's yours, I'm saying that. But what those words mean is still not clear.
Right. So it will become clarified in the future. I understand that element. What I don't understand is why you need to have sort of like the, you know, going back in time.
Because the only moment of kinyan is the original moment. So the only way I can set up that I own it in these specific times is because that's what I bought the chalchila. So Reuven bought the chalchila. The usage is of, you know, so let's say for argument's sake it was a, you know, it was a time limited item, lasts for a year. So at the end of the year you'll find out that when Reuven bought it, which days did Reuven really buy it? Well, now we found out that he owned it on January 2nd and on February 14th. We don't know when those days are going to be. But he has to own that from Mithila. Otherwise, what changed and made it his at that moment? He didn't know my opinion then. That has to be right part of the original opinion. Okay, now, so the Ran says, so how do I make this braver better? So I'm telling you, this is braver. Not like the Ramban said. Given the braver, the halacha, the braver, the alma, the glory, hashra, the lo have a yedil on b'shas kaniya. So, because there's an element which we need to be mevara in the future, which I didn't know originally. So that's braver. So I still need to explain. Hey, chibas kinyan kribel ezer ben Yaakov, given the alma stirul on the b'ray saying braver. Hano time, mishum the braver the halacha, deepen the braver the alma. The Hano time of the reading of the alma ain't braver. What's the problem of Ein Breira? Why? What's the problem of Ein Breira? Normally, Fishein Roy Sheyachol Davar Ala Safik. So the problem is not that the future doesn't work for the past. The problem is that making a chalois which is unclear is problematic. That's the problem of Breira. For example, Fichu Arman LeSarva. That's the case over there in the third parak. I have two wives. They're both in Rochel. I gotta get rid of one of them. I have not figured out which one yet.
We have this on tape.
Okay, right? Well, I have two wives, right?
And you want to get rid of one of them.
Right? Right? So the person says, to the cipher, so there's a lock of the get has to be written Shmua. And that's did in the tzibui of the Baal to the cipher. The Baal tells the cipher, write the get for my wife. And the cipher writes, I'll ask the deeper of the Baal, it's called Shmua. The get which is not written Shmua is possible. So he says, listen, have in mind for one of them, and I'll decide tomorrow which one. If you remember the server, Ksav Gat Leishti, Leiz Amen Sheer to the Garish, Possible Garish Boy. Fishayesh Sophic Mishorno, Beikir Haget, the Shem Michal. Rinamim Boch, Chacham Lemizrach, Eruvi Lemizrach, Lamar, Eruvi Lamar. Lomahani, Mishund Vashas, Kenias Eirev, which is the beginning of Shabbos, Lohoyim Isbar, Klal, Ezem Han Yikna. So the Manorol Dein Breira says, not that the future can't help you for the past. The problem is that to make a chalois, which is not clear, is a steer to the content of a chalois. Of the old Dein Breira. You can't make an unclear chalois, and I'll find out tomorrow what I did. That's not how these two things don't take effect if they're not clear. The Manorol Dein Breira holds, they could be clear. Okay, so let's see. See, Achron Chalko is a fascinating point. I just want to point out, Achron Chalko is different than... So in both of those cases, the person is making a chalois, and he's telling you up front that I'm making it, I don't know yet, I want to decide later on, and I'm making it with understanding, whatever I decide later on, that's what I want to be now. So, yeah, the concept of the Brera, the old Yesh Brera, you say, you were very clear. You said, what you, the Chalois is X, I want whatever I decide tomorrow. That's what I want now. So, that's, tomorrow is a missing piece to be Mavarer what I meant. But I very clearly said the Chalois. A man is Nifter, and he has two children. He has two sons. And he has two pieces of property. He has a property north of the town, south of the town. So right now, we don't know which property goes to one, which property goes to the other. The person doesn't make the chalois, the Torah makes the chalois. Yerusha is a chalois of Torah.
Yerusha
is a chalois of Torah. The father's not mocked of the property to his children. He dies. The Torah says the property goes over to the children. So the question is now, so later on they divide it. So you hold Achron Chalko Lekuchos. They both owned it. And they're selling out to each other. Reuben's selling out his portion of the north field and taking the south field. And Shimon's selling out his portion of the south field and taking the north field. In other words, the Achron Chalko Yarshim Havu, we're saying now it's Nisbarlam Afreya that was their portion, the Chachila. So what are we saying? That now it's Nisbar that in Shemayim, when he died, the Rosham meant portion A to go to him. It's not a Brera of a person making a Chalois and saying, we'll find out tomorrow what it is. It's the Torah making the chalois, and the Torah is willing to say tomorrow's decision will be what really was yours the whole time. It's like, you know, it's more like Brasheret than it is Brera. You know, like, but the more cult that Brera as well. So Ken Gabi Achron Chalko, Kimash Mishav Rishana Ikas Sugi Hashem Elo Yizke Bechelik Zeklau Nifshu Shusav Gomer Mishav Rishana. So to say that the pshat is that you own this, you own one of the properties, and we'll find out tomorrow which one it is. So the Rambam Dei Brera said that doesn't work. That's not an ownership. That's not a chalois. So therefore, it must be that that's not the truth. The pshat is that both own the whole time together, and eventually they're selling it out. But to say that no. At the moment of death, since Yerusha has always owned the Chalukah, the pshat is really what Reuben owns one field, and Shimon owns the other field. And we'll find out later on which field it is. The other one, Ambrera, says that doesn't work. You can't have such a status. But over here, that's not the pshat. Most of the chalois is in place immediately. It does not need a beer. What do I mean? Over here, we know that both of them will get the property. Over there, it's either this wife or that wife. It's either this direction or that direction. It's this field totally, and Reuben's and not Shimon's, and that's it. Over here, we know the Chachila, both of them will get it sometimes. So that part is clear what that means. Well, maybe he won't get it. No, Sharim Shur Shadim Shayasa Kalak at least Bahokovchatzer. The Shiyizka boy called Shasha Yirtsa. The arrangement, whatever you want it, I mean something, you know, you'll get it. Hell Kimish Ikrishal Dabra Misbara Mitchilosa. Masha Misbar Lakham Khan Shalonisbar Mitchila Eno Elami Uta. That has the man should rot at least cause Bagubash Khatzer. So Settle the Ran is the Ran is saying that the Ramban says this is not Breir. This is much better than other cases. It's very the ownership is very clear. I own it when I want it, and you own it when you want it. So it's not a case of Breira where, like you said, maybe I will, or maybe I won't, maybe this field or that field. It's very clear. It's this field. It's this place when I want it. The Ran says, so the Ran almost agrees with the Ramban. He says no, but since when that is needs to be in his bar still, the Gemara holds this is connected to the sugya of Breira. If you are a person who holds a bona fide Ein Breira, you might feel that this doesn't work because you're still making a chalois on something which is nebulous. And making a chalos is not much a nebulous doesn't work. But comes to Lezer and Yaakov, and comes to the Gemara and says that this is not as nebulous as the other cases. So over here, I can agree Yesh Breir. And we're past getting the evil. We hold you can't make a chalos which is not something which is nebulous when it's totally nebulous. But if it's partially nebulous, you could. That's what the Ran is saying. The Shumachi, the Nehida Ba'alma, Sirlon, the Beraisa, and Breiru, Skinhacher, Lesson Yaakov. So this case is better. The Mechi Ha, Yesh Breiru. The Rabbanon. So the Rabbanon argue, and they're purists. Ein Breira is Ein Breira, right? Not this case is better. The Kivan Kamalkam at the Tzorak Lormer Shehuver Hadaver Akshav Shemeshah Plonis Haisa Kanuila Legamri Shalim Isbar Zemitchila. There's you need to say that the Kinyan has to be at the time of the purchase. Tell the purchase, I say that he owned it on this Tuesday. Well, we didn't know that. Well, we'll find out later on which Tuesday he bought. Well, that doesn't work. So since Breira doesn't work, so we say what it is that each one owns it l'chadchila partially, and the arrangement has to be a shutris where I own it and you have a right to use it, you have a shiba on my property to use it when you need it. Okay.
So which part of the property is owned?
According to the Rabbanon?
Yeah. You own half.
You own half, and you don't have to know which half. Yeah, I own half of the property. We own the property equal together. We own like that forever.
Yeah, you're not saying that each molecule is on half. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Either way, you can look.
Either way
would work. Either I own one half. You own the other half, or I own half of each piece. Either way would work.
There's like the suffix though with the what the chalos is on.
So we need a nafkamin. So if something falls into one side or the other side, if it's half and half, and one person owns that new item and the other does not.
Okay.
So we need to know which of these two. I mean, these two have a. There's nafkamin.
Yeah, we don't know which half, so you never have this. Chazal Shutrin is.
So the difference is that with the thing that falls, we know one of them owns it entirely. In the other case, we know that both of them own the item in the same shutrin as the chatzar itself.
Yeah, except if the other one is in there, even according to the Elias and Yaakov, no one's in the chatzar at that point. Who's Kona?
Maybe I don't understand if that's what it's going on. Maybe that's my problem.
Okay, it's a good point. I'm not sure. Think about that.
Okay.
So Russell, what were you saying?
That somebody has to be in the chatzar for the chatzar to be kona.
No, before that. You're asking, is the fact that it's not clear is a problem?
Yeah.
The problem of Breira that you can't make a chalos so much is not clear is, but it's a type of thing which the clarity of the future is needed for the chalos. We're making a kinyan that we both own this together, and each one owns part of it, and that's how the relationship is supposed to remain forever. That's the kinyan. That's not a problem of Breira. It's not a problem of making a chalos in something which is not clear.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could say the words that, you know, you don't have, but like point to it. Like
we don't need to. You're right. I don't know, and I don't need to know.
Quick point of halacha: chatzar's kone with wood. You need to be in the chatzar for a chatzar to be kone.
Chatzar is kone as long as it's meshumer, as long as it's so shmirah can either be because the person is present, so he's able to be shmirah, or if the property is enclosed and it's the item falls in and it can't get out, so that's called meshumer. The chatzar be kone. You don't need das. Zok the Ran writer, Mishnei Masurim, the Hamid Rechaim Matanur, the Galat Tanur Garla. The Tanur Daba got the minute prepared Chesedabat in the Shutim and Hamad Kedil Kapti. So if I own a Chatzar and a non-owner wants to walk in and stand there, he can't do that without my permission. But Shutvin, each one is not makra that the other one should be there. Hamara kedilu kapti. Kabbalah kapti yechal makiv zehal zeh. They have a right to be makbid. Babi shadark and levati. Well, normally people aren't makbid in putting these things there. Viter also ruler hadno. So that goes back to the din of viter. So our Tana holds Vitra's Osir. See, well, the derech of people is not to be makbid on these type of things. So even putting a rechayim or a Tana, usually should not makbid on each other if the one puts it there. That wouldn't make a mutter. Right. So hat baba la itzicha leather bottom leather blaze vinyak lakhara. There's no chiddush in this case, neither in Reblez Vinyakov's point of view. It's only one is mutter, so can he go into the property? So Karnu Reblez Vinyakov, yeah, because when he goes in, it's his. Karnu Bani can't. So those of them, both are mutter, only one's mutter. What's the difference? What's the chiddush? Karnu Reblez Vinyakov, it's mutter. Karnu Bani, it's also. What's the difference? Whether it's one or two. Ben Lamar, Mali Nodr Shneim, Mali Nodr Echel Mehet. This case is not necessary. Elam Yishum. So what's the person? What's the point of this case? Because it says the halacha, v'kavin es hanardu limker eskalka. The Tani v'kavin hanardu limker eskalka. That halacha dakik shenardu echad mehem. That's only if only one made the netter. Mishum the kiman the iu osir the chavre mutter. So you have a situation where one shutim is osir, one shutim is mutter. So we're afraid. So he's going to, after making this netter, he sees his shutif using the property, he's going to be tempted to use it. So since one can use it, we have that concern. So we tell the one who made the netter that he has to sell. But there's nothing to be jealous of, so neither one can use it. Ron says, let me a different question. So Beryl says, I waste too much time with the computer. Computer's also about an offer me. I can't use the computer. But they're okay, so we should force him to sell his computer. Because he might make a mistake and use it. We don't find such a law. Then Kafi is only my case of Shutim because there's another person out there which you could be potentially jealous of, and he's able to use it, and he's expressing his ownership, which you also have ownership. But it's your thing. You don't want to use it, don't use it. You don't have to make yourself. So the Ran, Filler of Lezim and Yaakov, the sin of Kfiya, the Limkar, is even according to Lezim and Yaakov. Now, why according to him? Because he could use it. So Reuben who didn't make the netter is allowed to use it. Shimon made the netter is also allowed to use it. So why you have to sell it? Then he, if there's a Yaakov Nami, the Shori Likonis, the Chotzer, Kavna Selim Kurdis. Who had a Rishoy, but we did say that even according to Lezim and Yaakov, they can't be Maim at a Rechaim and a Taner, the Gadol Taner Garlip. So, but the other person did not make the Netter, in this case, only one made a Netter. He could put a Rechaim and a Taner and Taner Garlip. Who had a Rishoy, it's kind of by Yavalas's case. Okay, let's, you know, I don't want to run through this. I told it here. I'll pick up.